It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bam, Bob. We are in October. It's bow season. It's starting to get a little snappy in the morning, but we still got this hangover from summer, which a lot of people really love. But what that allows us to do is just get outside and fire up a grill, man. But I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Yeah, and you'll be doing that today up at Ferris, won't you?
Yeah, I will. Today is homecoming at Ferris. My Bulldogs are out and after it. You know, there was 21 and 22 when they were the national champions in the Division II football league or football. And they're back at it. They aren't that team this year, but they're close. They're 3-1 already. And I just got to brag on them a little bit. Okay. Because
yeah, they're due.
Right. Well, they lost their first game. They went to a place called Pittsburgh State, and that's in Kansas, actually. And they lost 19-3. It woke their ass up, is what it did. Next game, they won 56-3. The next game, 43-3. Last week, they won 84-7. It lit them up, and the offense has come alive. But averaging 46 points per game, they're doing really well. 524 yards of offense. That is world-class stuff. But the one that I really like the best is the red zone percentage. When they get in the red zone, 77% of the time they're scoring.
That's great.
So these guys are on fire, and I'm looking forward to going up and watching it
today.
And
if you like watching football, D2 college football can be fantastic, and they don't get the best turnouts. And it's underappreciated. You know, everybody wants to go to the Big House or Spartan State. That's fine, but you can go to Grand Valley. You can go to Ferris. You can go to all sorts of schools. Western. I mean, you can go to a lot of schools that are not as big, but have just fantastic. They feed lots of teams to the upper leagues in the NFL.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not that that's an indicator, but it kind of is.
Yeah. So speaking about feeding people, one of the reasons I'm going as an alum, I was in a fraternity up there, and my brothers all host a big tailgate tent in the university sponsored section of the tailgate. So I'm going to go up there, just a simple little, going to bring them some scotch eggs, going to bring them the pulled pork, baked beans, and slaw. But the fun part about that is I'm planning on feeding a couple hundred people when I'm up there, and it's just an opportunity to get up. And when people are eating, they're standing around, they're BSing.
Are you going to get some buns from Wealthy Street Bakery?
They are on order. Yes, absolutely. Going to pick them up, or I already picked them up today, rather. I don't know what I'm thinking, because as soon as we get done here, I'm blowing town to get up there. Tailgate starts at 11, and we're done at 2 is kickoff. So
that sounds like a lot of fun. You got your wife's birthday this weekend too?
Yeah, it's actually today.
Oh.
And happy birthday, Lisa. Love you, baby. But we
so she's celebrating at Ferris with you.
Yeah, we're just going up. But again, the game starts at 2. We've got family in town. Her brother's going to his 45th high school class reunion in Hudsonville tonight. So he's home. So he's going up with us. We got to zip back so he can get over there by 5. So it's a whirlwind day. But she doesn't listen to the show anyway, but happy birthday, and we'll
let
we'll
me
have
tell
a lot
you about
fun.
Whirlwinds. Okay. I've had a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old in my house all week.
Ooh.
And we cut loose of them today, but I am ragged. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, but, you know, we did that in our 20s and 30s and 40s.
We had energy then.
Yeah, we had 5 kids, and we had plenty of 1s and 2-year-olds, and it changes your patterns.
Oh, yeah.
Your sleep patterns.
Oh, yeah.
The little guy woke up a couple times in the middle of the night, and that's I always tell my son and my daughter-in-law that he's a crisis actor.
Yeah.
Because he can turn on the cry. I mean, he'll just turn it on.
Yeah.
There's no trauma.
This is Jordan's kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
His name is Misha,
yeah.
And he just loves me. I mean, he can't get enough of me, which I, of course, love because all my
grand- maybe need to check that kid as he gets a little older.
All my granddaughters, you know, are absolutely crazy about their grandma.
Sure.
All kids love their grandmas, of course.
Right.
But he is very... very much enamored with his papa.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's maybe 14 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking, putting together sentences. He's yeah, got yeah, these words he says anyways that they don't make any sense. Awaja. Awaja.
Yeah.
So right, you learn to speak his language.
Right.
The kid eats like a Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And it comes out the other end in the same fashion.
Yeah. You yeah, know, well, yeah, you're busy. Huh?
Oh my gosh. That kid can fill a diaper. So, yeah, I've
takes after his grandpa. That
definitely,
way,
definitely had my share of that.
Yeah,
but his mom and dad had a nice trip, and they're picking him up today. And
well, there you go.
They were in Aruba for
a
delayed honeymoon.
Yeah,
nice for them.
Yep, real nice for them. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
that's a great place.
Other
to
than
go,
that, shooting my bow, I actually had to detune it.
Yeah, I think you said that to me before. That it, was it,
I'm
too strong.
Weak. I'm just
yeah,
getting weak.
Well, we're
it's
getting
up,
older,
pumped
Bob,
up to 74 pounds, and I'm talking to all my buddies, and they go, "Yeah, mine's at 55." I'm like, "Oh, okay. I don't need to be the He-Man anymore."
Right.
And I want
right,
to pull it back.
Yeah, I wimped out long ago and went to the crossbow, and you just pull that thing back with a crank.
Well, last year I noticed several times drawn on animals that was like, "Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get it back."
Right.
And yep, I just thought, geez, I gotta work harder or no, back this thing down. So now it's still tough to pull. I'm at 65 now.
Yeah.
And that's still a bit to pull back, but
yep,
I don't have to adjust my sights at 65 pounds.
Well, yeah. I mean that's all about that whole practice thing. If you know, I mean, I gotta believe at 75 and 65 at 30 yards or less, that arrow's pretty consistent.
It didn't make an inch of difference.
Right. Yeah.
So
exactly.
It was overtuned.
Oh,
thanks
yeah,
to Merle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, our friends at Allen Bob's
yeah,
that aren't around anymore, but
yeah,
but they did a great job while they were there.
Yes,
right?
Indeed. Yeah. And it's a Bowtech, and yeah, I love shooting it. And I do not get to go to deer camp this weekend, but next weekend I'm at it.
Well, you know, I think as the season moves on, it gets better and better toward the end of October, if I remember anything about it. It's the rut gets closer. The I just don't like sitting in a tree when it's 75 degrees
no,
either.
And the mosquitoes
I mean,
are
yeah,
attacking.
You're swatting bugs. You can't sit there quietly. I'm not complaining because you know that weather's beautiful. But hunting, 60 is about the top I want to be in. If it's 55 or
well,
50,
and depending
it's
on
even
your
better.
Like I've got, I think 14 different stands now.
Okay.
So I can kind of choose based on the wind and what the patterns are doing where I'm going to sit.
Right.
And if it's morning or afternoon.
Right.
And in the afternoon, you got to be really careful because you said it. The bugs come out. The mosquitoes all reawaken.
Right.
And you're sitting up there and it's getting hot and you can't move to swat the darn things because you don't know when you're being watched.
Right.
And you're always being watched.
Yeah.
It's like the federal government's in the woods.
And the other thing is you know, a big thing with deer hunting is concealing your scent or making sure that you're, where the patterns are, you're on the downwind
playing
side
the
of
wind.
That.
Yeah.
Playing that wind. And if you're up there and it's over 70 degrees, you don't have much camouflage on because you can't, you don't want to sit up there and sweat.
Right.
Right. And I think sweat has its own smell, I'm sure. I mean, you know, you smell a sweaty guy and you know it.
I try not to.
Well, I understand. Me too. But my point is that it's just one more thing to try to conceal.
I only smell dry guys.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's just one more thing to try to conceal. And
yeah,
it's tough when it's
well,
warm.
So you're right, though. The later into October you get, the more appealing it is all the way around. And,
yep.
And I think I need to get a hold of Babe and get him back on the show and
yeah,
see
sure,
when the rut starts this year.
Yep, yep. I wonder how the ticks did this year. When I think of Babe Winkleman, I always think of ticks.
Oh.
Oh, no, he's a crusader for protecting yourself from ticks. So
yeah,
he's a great dude. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk about, once again, some fall veggies. It's happening right now. There's lots of stuff. Bob usually collects old tomatoes, and I'll let him tell you about that. But it's a wonderful ingredient. It sounds bad, but it's really
that's what
good.
I'll be known for
right, but
old
it's really
tomato
good
Bob.
Because Bob's going to talk about some homemade salsa. Man, it's the best. I've had it. It's amazing.
Well, this time of year, all the vegetable growers have
leftovers.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Yep. So coming up next, a little Bob's Homemade Salsa. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.